Commentary on the Syllabus. Starting from the condemnation of the pantheistic deification of man in Section 1, the Syllabus of Pope Pius IX condemns in Sections 2 and 3 certain consequences which follow from this deification. A few words will be quite sufficient to bring out the force of each of these in turn. Section 1 opens with the condemnation of pantheism, the doctrine which identifies God with the world. According to this system, everything in nature is God. As nature becomes conscious of itself in the human reason takes the place of God and becomes the exclusive arbiter of truth and falsehood, of good and evil. Everything thus comes from human reason, which has elaborated myths, in particular, the myth of the divinity of Jesus Christ. Of course, revelation which pretends to come from a being superior to man is hurtful to true progress. Section 2 condemns a series of errors which appear to be more restrained and less blasphemous, but which, in reality, spring from the same folly of identifying human reason with or placing it on the same level of God. The lucubrations of man's reason are accordingly endowed with the same certitude as what is known by faith in God's revelation and divinely safeguarded by the Church. In spite of the Church's divinely appointed mission to safeguard truth, she must allow the self-constituted divinity, man, to correct his own mistakes. Her decrees and her attachment to the old-fashioned methods of St. Thomas Aquinas and the Scholastics are a hindrance to the conquests of deified man and should therefore be done away with. Section 3 prescribes a further series of consequences from the apotheosis of human reason. As all religions are the product of man's reason, one is as good as another. Protestantism, which is a form of Christianity, remodeled and brought up to date by man's efforts, is just as pleasing in God's sight as the Catholic Church instituted by himself. In Section 4 are proscribed those societies, secret, socialistic, and communistic, which are nurseries of man's deification of himself, as well as the biblical societies and liberal societies which favor the propagation of this aberration, as they put man-made religions on the same level as the religion instituted by God. The Syllabus then passes on to denounce the errors and attacks of deified man on the divine organization of the world. This organization, as we have seen above, comprises 1. The Catholic Church, the mystical body of Christ, supernatural and supranational, but yet perfectly respectful of national rights and characteristics, and capable of harmoniously developing them on condition that the nations acknowledge their indirect subordination thereto. 2. The different states and nations, embodiments of the concept of native land, acknowledging the indirect power of the Catholic Church. 3. The family, founded upon the unity and indissolubility of the marriage contract, raised to the dignity of a sacrament by our Lord Jesus Christ. 4. The personality of every human being to be developed as befits a member of our Lord's mystical body by Catholic education, with the right to acquire private property so that there may be a sufficiency of material goods for bodily needs. Section 5 accordingly proscribes those errors which proclaim that the Church is a merely human organization. As there is no God but man, according to the false principles that are in question, no society can have rights independent of man, especially independent of the state, which is the full expression of self-glorified man.